Good morning. So this is the third service that I've gotten to speak about, stewardship, and the role that Old South has played in the way I understand stewardship. I've started all of these by a simple statement. I love architecture. I love being in the space. I love being in buildings. I love occupying these amazing places filled with shadow, filled with light, and filled with people. My childhood, I was exposed to spaces that my imagination could occupy, spaces that I couldn't access because sometimes they were up in the rafters, deep in the shadows. Even in this church, as I hear music ascending, my mind climbs the stairs that the organ pipes make. We're surrounded by this beauty, and we're very fortunate. I had the privilege of being able to study architecture, and I've had the privilege to create through that language. Now, how does that relate to Old South Church? We came to Old South Church 16 years ago, and as we were on a journey of finding a church, we were looking for a few things. One was architecture. One was a space that spoke to us. One was music, and we found it. And one was message and community. One of the things that I have always had a great appreciation for is the privileges that I've had to study the things that make me who I am and make me feel passion. I was very privileged to be born when I was born, when education was affordable. And my journey into architecture was one that I had access to. Now, architecture is important. It's important that people are qualified, and it's important that buildings, when they are built, they continue to stand and protect and shelter. But accessing architecture is difficult, and it is so vital in our society. And one of the things that I learned through Old South Church is the way in which we steward not only our church, not only our communities, but also in our professions. 10 years ago, I started a career in higher education and in architecture. And what I quickly came to realize through the lens that I developed at Old South is that accessing a career in architecture is something that has a lot of restrictions in it. But those restrictions aren't based on talent or ability. In our higher ed environment and within the profession of architecture, there's restrictions that are monetary. So what I see as my stewardship role is not only educating in architecture, but really looking at the profession and trying to educate architects to break down the thresholds that they've made to make sure that we have competent practitioners, but also to recognize when those thresholds are hurdles and those thresholds are walls. Old South. I come to this community where we can have a service that's rethought and is an opera, and it touches us. That we have words and we have ideas, and we are charged with moving those words and ideas into action. And the thing that I always come to is the equality of being able to be stewards. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It's within our gifts, within our abilities, within our words, and within our actions. One of the things as I was listening today was the fact that this service, where so much of it is built on the talents and skills and high, high training of our musicians, ends with us singing together because our voices matter. Thank you.